Hello, folks, and welcome to the studio. My name is Tobias Holmegaard.
And my name is Victor Troil, and today we will talk about the death penalty.
Yes, because the death penalty is a big discussion around the world. 787 people has been executed in 22 different countries in 2013. That's without China and South Korea, because it's confidently in those countries. It was only in 1930 the death penalty was abolished in Denmark. After the Second War, it was temporarily reinstated for execution by landmasters. Many countries still use the death penalty, but more and more abolish it. In the United States, however, most states have maintained the death penalty, and according to polls, most Americans are in favor of the death penalty, even though several cases have shown serious errors in judicial system. Investigations reveal widespread racial discrimination. The murder is more often punished with death if the victim is white than if it is black. The injection method is also controversial, as it does not always work immediately. So, Victor Troil, can you tell us something about what death penalties that is?
Let her have injection. They will try a poison in your body, and electrons. You get a lot of walls through your body, and a firing squad. Four men is shooting at you. Will be blindfold, and lethal gas. You go in a small room, and then will they gas you? And hanging, you will get hanged, for example, on a tree. And before you get executed, you can choose what your last meal should be. It will be peppered by a cock. Will there be a death penalty in Denmark? They matter if once it then it will be happen, but right they don't. The politicians ain't even talking about. Maybe it would come in the future. Who knows?
And when you get executed, you can choose if you want anyone to see it. For example, your family can come and look at you while you say your last words or something. And there was actually made a movie about the death penalty, The Life of David Gale, where they show a really good perspective of how the death penalty is, and how it is good for the country and how it's bad. For example, in the David Gale movie, they execute an innocent man, but they only finds out that, well, they say that he did the murder, but when they executed him, the video come out and they see that that he didn't do it. So then they didn't have a death penalty more in the U.S. after that. And insurgencies, you don't get the what is the insurgency and the abortion. With the inconvenience, you don't get a second chance in life. A person dies, and maybe the person should live his life, and maybe he has family who cares about him. Or yes, that's just not good.
A procession. The family can live peace if they know that the killer is dead.
Yes, Now we will play some music and then we will be right back. Death penalty is not good for the country. Oh no no no. All I Yes, that was that music. It was life is a highway because that's a good song for execution. Because life is a highway, you don't know when it's over, and you should live it while you have it. And death penalties, there's every people they choose what they want to be executed about, yeah, with. And the most people choose lethal injections because that's the fastest and not the fastest, but that's the easiest way to do it, and that doesn't hurt anyway on your body. And it's of course not in all countries there is a death penalty. In 2013. That was when in 2013 the most executions took place in China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Pakistan. Excluding China, 84% of all reported executions took place in just four countries. So it's not that many in the USA.